Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I please have her zip code?
91016.
91016. Thank you. Nine one zero one six, correct?
That's right.
What is your first and last name, please?
Florine Grobes, GROB as in boy, ES.
Thank you. And what's your shipping address for security purposes?
725 West Duarte Road, Unit 4, Monrovia, California. 91016.
Okay, thank you for that information. So I'll locate an account where our Vibrant Watch in order was created on March 16, where you paid $5.97. So how can I assist you?
There's another charge pending on my account for $69.97.
Yes.
And what is that?
When you placed the order, you were in a 14-day trial period to call in and cancel any future billings, ma'am, or shipments. Your trial started on March 18 and expired on April 4th. On April 5th, today... Uh-huh. We billed you for the item that you pay the shipping and handling. Because if you don't call in your trial, you get billed the retail price of the item. It is a one-time fee.
Okay,
it's
I see. Well, I wasn't aware of that. I tried the watch. It's not even working correctly.
Well, ma'am, what I could do as a customer courtesy... Because everything is stated to you where you placed the order. I could reship out the item for free if you're saying it's not working correctly and apply a 35% refund of the charge that was done.
So how much is the refund?
35%. Let me check. Give me one moment. Okay, so... It'll be $24.49.
And there won't be any more charges?
No, it's a one-time fee.
Do I need to return this watch?
No.
Okay. Yeah, because this one I have doesn't even work.
Okay, I'll reship you out another one, and I do apologize about the inconvenience. Do you have any additional questions for me today?
No, that's all. Thank you for your help.
We're fine, and thank you for calling customer care. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, ma'am.